Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I ducked out for a mess call, and I wonder if you got the Dixie by the U.S. Marine Corps. Okay, having said that, a lot of things happening down on the southern border. Looks like we're all in trouble. And it's hard to figure out who's a devil and who's an angel.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel,
okay, my blog of the week and my favorite quote of the week. I think you're going to enjoy this if you've been following Obama's interview with O'Reilly when he said there's not a smidgen of evidence that anything was done wrong with the IRS and Benghazi. Not a smidgen. And somebody quoted this week, as all hell is breaking loose and people don't know where to duck and cover, the smidgens are coming home to roost. So I have a lemon with a hammer and sickle on it, and I call it the Order of a Lemon. And it's my decoration for communists in the government. And this week, the Order of Lemon goes to Barack Benghazi Obama, Hillary, who cares how they died, Benghazi Clinton, who has been a guest on the John the Monkey Show, and and got five volleys from Mark Levin, and called out by Mark Levin for being John the Monkey. Leibowitz was called out by Mark Levin as an anti-Semite. I love it. I love it when the phonies get exposed. Yes, John the Monkey, how did he get that name? He was on CNN and he was kind of thin-skinned, and they asked him a trick question. Who was the first president of the United States? And he jumped up in a rage and said, "You're not going to make a monkey out of me." And he threw his bananas at the audience and he swung off the stage on his rubber tire. And that's why I labeled him John the Monkey. And his audience, man, I'd like to machine gun that audience. You know, with the machine gun water pistol. Yeah, unbelievable, man. That must be the sickest audience in America. You could get out there and say, 10 million people died today, they'd all laugh. Yeah, that is the sickest audience in America. Somebody ought to interview that audience. There's probably great psychological research that the psychiatrist could benefit from. So who else deserves the Order of Lemon? We said Hillary, who cares, Benghazi Clinton, Eric, a fast and furious race car bag holder, and Eric Holder goes all the way back to the packaging of the Clinton pardon of Mark Rich, who Rudy Giuliani put in jail, and Mark Rich escaped to Israel. No, he went to Switzerland. And the Israeli government tried to get him off the hook. Yes, in the meantime, he was dealing with the Iranians and selling Iranian oil. So sometimes I say, when you get to the top, it's all the same people with the same motives. Then we have another recipient of the Order of Lemon is Admiral Benghazi Lemon. Admiral Benghazi Lemon, whose famous battle quote is, "We will never attack Iran." Yeah, Admiral Lemon. And then he gave Obama's Benghazi massacre a clean pass. Stand down. You know, that's become a dirty word, hasn't it? Stand down. When you got buddies dying and say, "Hey, they're dying out there. Stand down. How about I stand down on your head? How about we take you as a body shield and we go there and rescue some people?" So we also have General Dumpster Benghazi Dempsey, another cover-up artist for the Obama administration. And then the worst one, Comrade Leon Benghazi Pinheader. Leon Pinheada, who, according to Jimmy from Brooklyn, is associated with the Institute for Policy Studies, a communist front group, and KGB headquarters. Yeah, you're going to have to Google that and do your own homework. But I got it in for Leon Benghazi Pinheada because when asked why he didn't try to rescue the guys that they left to die on the rooftop, he said, "We can't go in guns a-blazing. We don't know the layout." It's kind of tough words when you sent them guys to open up an embassy there. Yeah, you didn't know the layout then either, huh, Leon? And they all give themselves a pass. They all get off the hook. That hook will never catch anybody. And then we have Comrade Lois, IRS of Fifth Amendment. Yeah, when she's not violating the Fifth Amendment, she's violating the Fifth Commandment. Yeah. And she is Lois Lerner. And then we have the Communist Cover-Up Networks, CBS. That's the Communist Broadcasting System. ABC, Always Be Communist. CNN, the Communist News Network. And back to the kidnapping of Ilian Gonzalez. They were doing a Democrat a dirty work. And NBC, nothing but communist. And the Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party. And did I mention the Rhino Babies, now junior Democrats? Want to play the race card? Races come in all colors. And there are also light versus dark racists in all cultures. Ask any Arab, ask any Latino. Whether you're from Brazil or from Cuba, there is discrimination by color, light to dark. Yes, Eric Holder is a race card playing racist, and he should be impeached before Obama. You've been watching these kids and their mothers sitting on the top of Mexican trains heading towards the U.S. border, which Obama has destroyed. Yes, he's destroying our missile superiority. He's destroying our military cohesiveness. And now he's destroying the border. This guy is a modern Trojan horse. And we're going to let him stay around for 2.5 more years? Where are we going to be? You think we'll be in the subway waiting for the all-clear nuke siren? Yeah, America has been on the run at least once on 911. And New Yorkers who now complain about double parking were crying and running in the streets. Yes, and now they complain about DNA dust on their windowsill. Races come in all colors, and Holder is a race card playing racist, and he should be impeached. I mentioned the trains of Mexico with all of the people Obama invited to come in for free citizenship and half of your income tax return. Yeah, they're all sitting up on the top of the train. And the government of Mexico is blameless. Would you allow Americans to sit on top of trains? I don't mean when we lose the country. I mean right now. Would you allow Americans to sit on top of trains? How many agencies would get involved in one of those maneuvers? Yet the government of Mexico is blameless? You don't think they've declared war against the United States. First come the refugees, that's what they're calling them now. And then come the narco combat units armed by Eric Holder. Impeach Obama while you can. We're going to jump back for a tune, and then we'll talk some more. Okay. We'll give you the Duke of Dubuque. If you never had a bill to pay, this is your song.
I'm from here and far, as a cousin to the czar. I'm the Duke of Dubuque, by little black name. Understood that my credit is no good, no good, no good. I'm the Duke of Dubuque. And if you don't believe me, and tell me it ain't true, I've only got one answer, that answer's much to you. For now, au revoir, I must write the dear old czar. I'm the Duke of Dubuque. I'm descended from the Romanovs in Russia. In the books my father was Tsarin's Russia. But he sailed away one day to the state of Iowa. And that's how you find me in the USA. I'm the crackers, I'm the cheese. Yeah, call them wolfhounds, if you please. Yes, I'm the Duke, I'm
I'm the Duke of the View. Yeah. No pork chops, no gravy for me. Some late boots and black eyed peas. Yes, I'm the Duke. I'm the Duke of the View. I'm a dude, I'm a dude. I'm a dude, I'm a dude. I'm a dude, I'm a dude. I'm a dude, I'm a dude.
You know, the communists are great at playing the race card. It's one of their big trump cards. And they'll tell the blacks and the Latinos that the white man hates them. They even do it to people that are being sworn in as American citizens. As they get sworn in, a government official will stand up and say, the white man hates you. And when you go out in the street, the white man's going to try and hurt you. And if you have any problems, you call this number. That goes on. That goes on in your communist infiltrated government today. I have witnesses that have seen it. So they take the blacks and the Latinos and they tell them that the white man hates them. But it wasn't a white man who shot Patrolman Santiago in Newark. It was a black man. And that black man has a following called the Bloods. And the Bloods have declared war on all the Santiagos in the Newark Police Department. And they have declared war on all the whites and blacks in the New York City Police Department. So you can't say it's a race thing. But what's going to happen if they win? Did you know there are 10,000, what's it called, the guys with the tattoos, MS-13. There's 10,000 of them in California. That's an army. If they declare war on the police, what's going to happen? Is the president going to declare martial law? And which army belongs to the president? That's a good question, isn't it? It's going to get interesting, and no good is going to come of everything this guy does. And the sooner we impeach him, the better off we're going to be, and the easier you're going to sleep. And we got to clean up the schools, because the schools are hotbeds of communism and brainwashing. A lot of brainwashing going on. You heard about the 15-year-old schoolgirl that went to Planned Parenthood, and the advisor was telling her that bondage and sadism is okay. Yes, she's 15. She's going to be worn out by the time she's 18. And what are we going to do about it? We're going to do nothing because it didn't come to my door. It's like the flood that's just turning the corner. Yeah. Okay. N-E. You know what N-E stands for? No effort. If that pedantic interview by a Fox rep of a military housewife represents the outrage of a nation, Al Jazeera will have better coverage. The only problem is Al Jazeera is showing a Taliban victory orchestrated by the Party of Death. Do you know who the Party of Death is? It's the Democrat Party. They burned the flag, they killed the kids, and they destroyed the country. And they are no longer the Democrat Party, they are the Communist Party, under the leadership of Osama bin Laden. and they have totally destroyed the fighting power of the U.S. military. Where is the incentive? I got a picture of a big palace in Baghdad, and it's filled with chairs, and they are sitting in those chairs are American soldiers. And I got to say that it's a panoramic, a shot, and I got to say there's 1,000 soldiers sitting in those chairs. And then they stand and they're sworn in as reenlisting under Bush. Do you know how many are reenlisting under Obama or bin Laden? The Communist Party, under the leadership of Obama bin Laden, has totally destroyed the fighting power of the U.S. military. Where is the incentive? Your wife and kids are home, are praying for dad's safe return. No mother wants to get a folded flag in place of her husband, son, or daughter from the commander who left Americans to die in Benghazi so he could spin a lie with no witnesses. No family wants to get a folded flag from a jihad president who let an entire battle group go free to kill again in exchange for a traitor. 5 CEOs can run 5 companies, and that's what he let go. He let top echelon leaders go back to Afghanistan by way of Qatar. And we took back a guy who left his military unit to be slaughtered by the Taliban and joined the Taliban. And I'll tell you, he wasn't in the hole for 5 years. He was cooking, he was sewing, he was giving them a training. Yes, but we'll never know that, so it has to be alleged. Just like my president is an alleged traitor. But those 5 CEOs will be back in Afghanistan in time for Obama Clinton's Mogadishu Mile. There's going to be a Mogadishu Mile in Afghanistan, just as Bill Clinton left American troops to die in Mogadishu. He took all their equipment away, and then he sent them on a mission that would make him look good. What Fox and Sarah Palin and Kelly should do is to recreate the American pink slip border in their studios and have the families who are getting email notices to take a walk show up with their kids. Yeah, and so the letter going out says, we can't afford to keep you, but we can afford to take an entire aircraft carrier task force to Africa with Kunta Kinte on safari. Do you have any idea how wide open this country is? Can you believe that Al-Qaeda has training camps in the USA protected by the FBI? They're called masjids and mosques. When President Flip America the Bird Obama makes Marines hold umbrellas, he is saying, F you infidels. Do you think that a military who no longer has religious freedom, moral freedom, and unified strength, do you believe that they can't wait to get out from under the Communist Party? You better believe it, because they're bailing, man. And that's part of the tactic. Get them out, get them disenchanted, destroy them. Label them as terrorists by Janet Napolitano. Hey, Captain on the battlefield, your wife just got your pink slip emailed to the house. You're finished in April. You lose everything plus your dreams. Now I want you to attack the enemy right now. I know what I'd be saying after flashing my family's picture to my brain. Sorry, I can't go on this mission. I'm having my period. But you're a man. I used to be a man until the communists took over. I may even sue for sexual harassment, and I want to see my chaplain, who is under house arrest. So, having said that, that's a few little pointers. We'll jump into another tune, and we're going to dedicate this to the Democrat Party.
You got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop loving you. You got to change, baby, and every word that I say is true. You got me jumping and running all over town. You got me sneaking and peeping and running you down. This can't go on. Lord knows you got to change, baby.
To Hunter College, to a festival, a jazz, Latin jazz festival. And it was the culmination and combination of every great Latin jazz musician on stage, all under one roof at one time. It blew my socks off. It was a fantastic night. 1 year later, half of those greats were dead. They just died of natural causes. And it was like, you know, hey, I got to see it before they all left. And that guy that you just heard singing, his name was Willie Bobo, and he was there. And they put on a fantastic show. I have never seen anything like it after. Okay, we're talking about the takedown of America. Everything that made America great has been erased and replaced by losers and take-it-all-down programs. Brainwashed Americans have no idea how much freedom they have lost. You never miss what you never had. The easiest way to capture slaves is to drug them up. And that is what African tribes do to each other, and then they sell the losers. Just like in the USA, there are more dope slaves today than there ever was picking cotton. And that doesn't count boy and girl sexual slaves who are kept alive with dope to keep them in line, who are kept in line with dope. Surely this does not have the fixings of the greatest generation who went off to war so that we could live. Their legacy. Leaving, they did not expect to return. If there was a draft at tomorrow, Canada would be overrun in 3 hours. My thanks to the pink slip warriors, and especially to their wives and children who have to make the greatest sacrifice. They say the communists intend to axe 40,000 by April in time so that they can go out in the streets and pay their taxes. Between the murders at the VA, I would say the communists intend to destroy the nation quickly. when that Fox interviewer was listening to a winded down instruction in his ear, I saw G.I.'s wife being interviewed. She was in shock. It had not sunk in yet. So what is Fox talking about tonight? A make-believe propaganda story about little Johnny Nice Boy who got 10 years in jail for one inhale. And that's all who's in prison. They're only the marijuana convictions, you know. And if we turn another 500,000 criminals loose, we can fill those beds with little children from El Salvador. Did you see the police car in Newark that took the 12 bullets straight across the windshield every 2 inches fired by a robber who took the gun from a store guard? One cop died. That's Santiago, a rookie. His mother had to identify his body. He was 23 years old. He always wanted to be a cop. Unbelievable. What do you think your chances are going to be when drug robberies are high? You know that's coming, man. You think these guys that are making money selling weed and they got all this cash hanging around, you think they're on people right now getting ready to score weed and cash? The crime rate is going to go through the roof, and somebody going to follow you home. Look at Chicago. The communist mayor of Chicago says never let a good crisis go to waste as he steps over the bodies of drug waste. And the blacks in the community ghetto are calling to get rid of him and replace him because he's no good. Yet he was Obama's number one man. And he said, never let a good crisis go to waste. He left out the rest of the communist saying. You know what that is? If there is no crisis, create one. And that is the Obama SOP. What we are watching on the border was supposed to be coupled with gun-seizing chaos throughout the land. But Obama and Holder got caught running guns to the coyotes who were running slaves into the USA. These people know how to hurt you, and they will not let you get away. And they will follow you to your door. And just because it's not your neighborhood, Newark is like 15 minutes away from a lot of nice neighborhoods. What are we going to do? Nothing. We all know New York City is a nuclear target. Is New York City ready? The mayor's going on a tour. He's going on a holiday. The communist mayor is talking about equality. Red Fox once said, one day we will have equality. We will all be black and crisp. And we're not ready. But I bet you there are speeches written already from number 1 to 2000 about the losses that we will have incurred all because of Bush. And once you're getting tired of people blaming Bush, man, yeah, he'll be going into the grave and everybody will still be blaming him. Yeah, that's what happened, that hurricane. It was Bush. It was just like Katrina. Yeah, but nobody blamed, what was his name? We want a city all chocolate, mayor, what was his name? And he had 300 school buses he left with no drivers. Left all his people stranded, blamed it all on Bush, and now he's going to jail for 10 years. Why? Because he got caught taking money that belonged to the people. He was looking out for them, but his pockets were bulging. No, I'm trying to, Nagin, his name was Ray Nagin, yeah. Well, you can blame Bush for his jail time. Bush got me. Yeah. The career military that Obama is aborting are all on their own with few benefits. Yet a one-term Congress mouse gets a pension, and if he becomes a bribe-taking senator, he gets another pension. He has a better medical plan than you or I. He is not waiting to die in a VA hospital, which should be privatized as soon as the truth was known. Let me tell you what I would do with that VA situation. I wouldn't be appointing another schmuck. I would not be covering up everything. I would not be making excuses. I would have one word that would be posted on all the buildings: closed. Closed. And the second word would be privatized. Privatized. And vouchers for all the GIs. Pick your doctor and send me the bill. I'm John Q. Public, and I pay all taxes. The government pays nothing. They steal for themselves. That's all they do. The government is the biggest business in the world, and the communists say big business is no good. And you know who says it the most? The guys that work for the government. The politicians. You think they're here for $179,000? Huh? No, they want the honorariums, man. They want the champagne contributions. Yes, they want the war chest. What's his name? The guy in New Jersey that got caught stealing, and the guy that blew the whistle on him did his time in jail. Yeah, Torricelli, they called him the torch. He was going through money like it was on fire. Yeah, he took this poor Chinese businessman on a tour of curio shops and said, buy me this, buy me that, buy me this. And the Chinese guy blew the whistle on him. So, for blowing the whistle, the Chinese guy got 5 years in jail. And Torricelli walked off the stage, exit stage left, with $5 million in his pocket. Voted to burn the flag, voted to kill kids. He was a good Democrat. And they said, Frank Loudmouthburg is going to need that war chest. And Torricelli said, this is my money. And Frank Loudmouthburg said, never mind, we'll raise another $5 million from the suckers. Yeah, $1 is the maximum champagne contribution for any politician. That's all you can give, and you can only give the $1 once. I gave my dollar to the Cross. You know who the Cross is? Ted Cruz. Ted the Cross. And you know what? He's the only guy with two big Liberty Bells, but he'll never get elected because the communists are too strong. We are now the minority. If you take our vote plus all the brainwashed opposites who will be voting for the next communist, we lose. And, of course, the big news tonight is Archie Comics. I grew up with Archie Comics. It was Archie, Jughead, Veronica, Betty, I think her name was. Well, Archie is taking a bullet tonight for a gay friend. When I grew up, Archie didn't have any gay friends. No. Archie had a Veronica. Archie had Betty. And Jughead had a special hat. Yeah. And now they got another one I don't follow, Thor. Thor the Warrior is now going to be a woman, and she's not changing her name. She's going to be Thor. Why don't they get that, private Manning, who stole 200,000 confidential emails and leaked them all over the world because he was fighting for gay rights. That's the way to do it. Thank God Benedict Arnold wasn't gay. How could we live with that disgrace? I noticed they're calling a lot of people Benedict Arnolds today. But I got to tell you something. Benedict Arnold was more of an American than the Americans that are being labeled Benedict Arnold. When old Benedict died in England after betraying us, he asked to be buried in his American uniform. Probably because it was when he felt the cleanest. Yes. And his wife, who was very pretty, it's alleged, had an affair with Major Andre. And you know what happened to Major Andre? He got jumped by three revolutionaries who wanted to rob him, and they found the plans to West Point in his boot. And we wonder if maybe Benedict found out about Major Andre and his wife, and he tipped off the Americans. You never know what goes on in revolutionary times, which are coming back. So where are we here? We all know, and we said that already. Yeah, the Congress gets one term of pensions. All you got to do is one term. One term per termite should be the maximum, no pension. So get a pension, and if he became a bribe-taken senator, he gets another pension, and he has a better medical plan. So the very next day, we should privatize the, put the buildings, the hospitals up for auction, and watch new companies spring up to service the demand of the American people. Privatize all government agencies. Yes, my friends, including the post office. I know. I love mailmen. I do. I really do. Nobody ever gives them any credit. Without them, you would be very bored. You would have nothing to do and nothing to read. The cops, the firemen, everybody pays a tribute to the military, and nobody pays a tribute to the mailman. Maybe he got that check that you post-dated just in time so you wouldn't get a penalty. Yeah. Take care of the mailmen. And I, if they would do better under FedEx, go for it. So, where are we at? Let me see here. Beware of how the communist media breaks this layoff of combat vets. Yeah, they'll break it very quietly. You won't even notice it. You won't even hear the gunshots going off. And we talk about post-traumatic stress disorder. You don't think that's not going to happen here? Huh? Are they going to ask them to turn in their guns because they're psychologically unstable? The very next day, okay, we said, beware of how the communist media breaks this layoff of combat vets. Obama has already purged 197 top-ranking officers plus missile crews. You don't think he gets his list from Putin or KGB agent Snowden? Anybody that's calling Snowden a hero is a communist. Certain buzzwords shout, wake up America, you're being had. You know which buzzwords I'm talking about? Words like, they said. Well, how do you know she's a bad girl? They said she's a bad girl. Judge rules, that's another one. Committee rules. DOJ says. EPA rules. School declares. Recent poll, etc. You want to know the names, the backgrounds, and political affiliations of the evildoers behind every decision. Don't let them hide behind the Iron Curtain. Stop watching anti-Nazi movies. The Nazis died in 1945 when communism gave birth in the USA and raised their bastards till today. And for every Nazi atrocity you're being made aware of, two communist atrocities are hidden from you. There is no difference in socialists, whether they're Nazi socialists or Soviet socialists or the 70 Democrat socialists in the Congress who are listed on the Socialist Party website. Nothing changes but the symbol. The goal is the same. Destroy the USA. So, I'll go to another tune. He said, we'll do a little flamenco clapping and then I'll jump into a tune.
the days that shall be. Oh, surely you will come and remind me of a dream that is calling for you and for me. And someday when the winter's over, someday in the flush of the spring, my soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me your king. My soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me your king.
Okay, we're back. And that was Frankie Lane. His father was a barber, used to cut Al Capone's hair in Chicago. And Frankie used to sing in the choir. And Frankie's favorite singer was Bessie Smith. And Frankie was a good man. And he did a lot of Western songs. They used to make fun of him for his Western tunes. Hey, but it paid the bills, didn't it? You didn't see Frankie on the unemployment line waiting for his food stamps or welfare check, which is going to be the destruction of the United States. The only ones that want you on welfare and getting food stamps and jobless are the communists, because they're going to need you as cannon fodder for the revolution. Speaking of YouTube, I am going to give you a couple of sites that you might like. Here's one. It's called SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. And 6 is spelled out, not the number. SEAL Team S-I-X Sacrificed. And if you add Abutom to that, A-B-U-T-O-M, it should come up fairly quickly. And the next one is a copy of Benghazi 911 call. Again, copy of Benghazi 911 call, Abutom. And if you're pro-life or you don't know the difference, and I just read a nice article on placentas, and it's very interesting, a little scary, but you don't know, you have no idea how much life is going on in the womb. You have no idea. Nobody does. This one is called, it's a pro-life YouTube. It's called Save the Kids, Abutom. And the music is Ave Maria by the Blind Atena. And I've treated it very lightly. I have another one called Abortion is Murder. But I think if you're really afraid of horror shows, this is a good one. Save the Kids, Abutom. And then I have one, being that the communists are trying to take Christ out of the military and turn us into effing barbarians, and the Devil's Work. This one is called American Cross Roads Abutam. So three separate words, American Cross Roads Abutam. And the last one you'll get a kick out of, it's the IRS scandal. And it's called, you know, one of the guys called to testify. You know what his name was? Steve Miller. And he was like Lois Lerner in a suit, in men's shoes. His name was Steve Miller. And you know who, you ever hear the song Abracadabra? I'm going to reach out and grab you. That the guy, that was the Steve Miller band. So I put that tune to IRS Abracadabra. And I think you'll enjoy that one. That's a little cute. So we're now saying practice impeachment with more peaches to come. And I have the symbol of the peach. It's my symbol of impeachment. And then I have a lemon with the hammer and sickle on it. And it says, impeach Obama bin Lemon. And then I have the a corporate seal, which is a seal. And not a Navy SEAL, a SEAL from the Pribilof Islands, where Obama's records are. They're sealed. Unbelievable. We'll jump to another tune. Here's a tune I like to play. I used to go with a girl named Marianne. She got me in a lot of trouble. But here's a guy that's also in trouble with a girl named Marianne. Okay, I just want to give a shout-out to a U.S. Senator, a guy that's a candidate for the Senate. He's from Alaska. His name is Joe Miller. He has a great website, and he does newsletters all the time. And he's a real good guy. So Joe Miller, and his website is joeforliberty.com. And he wants to be a senator from the state of Alaska. JoeForLiberty.com. And he's up against Karl Rove, John McCain, Democrat Senator Mark Begich, Lindsey Graham, and the United States Chamber of Comments. Yeah, you know, you can be a Grey Poupon communist, you know. You can be rich and be a communist. You look at Rasputin. He's got money, man. He's loaded. Liberal Republican Paul Singer. Liberal, there's no such thing as the word liberal. I'm a liberal. I like a liberal amount of sugar in the coffee, a liberal amount of milk in the coffee, a liberal amount of butter on the corn, a liberal amount of kisses on my lips from somebody of the opposite sex. And I'm a liberal. These people that are being labeled liberals are communists. As a matter of fact, there's a prefix there to the word communist, and it has two letters, FN. Yeah, unbelievable, man. So, the real elephant in the room, this is Joe talking, which I discussed at the debate last night, is that both of my Republican opponents supported Lisa Murkowski in 2010 over the Republican nominee. Murkowski was the most liberal GOP senator seeking re-election that year. She is the second most liberal. See, liberal's no good, man. Drop the word liberal. Liberal is, you know what you're doing? You're going up against a professional boxer with a pillow. You gotta do hammer. I don't want to say hammer and sickle. We'll say hammer and tongue. You gotta call them a communist. That's what they are. They vote to burn the flag. They vote to kill kids. They have no children of their own. They despise children. They play race cards. And they pretend to be for women while paying them 30% less than a man. Right in the White House, they're doing it. Yeah. You, beware of Democrats who say, some of my best friends are women. And never trust a guy who wears brown shoes with a blue suit. There's a guy on Fox Business. That's an old saying. Never trust a guy who wears brown shoes with a blue suit. And there's a guy on Fox Business. And he's a fairly young guy, and he's very aggressive in stocks and bonds. But he has on this electric blue suit, and he's got these badly painted brown shoes. And he's got socks that, you know, like Minnie Mouse used to wear. You know, the ones that have the bands around them, black band and a red band, you know. They look like soccer player socks. So that's never trust a guy that wears, and never trust a woman with two last names. Never trust a woman with two last names. Yeah. Or a woman who names her child after a train station. Could the dollar collapse this week? If it does, we're all up the creek. Feds to open a $50 million resort for illegals. Did you hear about this? You know, they could buy Trump's clothes in one of his casinos in Atlantic City. You could put them up there. You could have the children working the roulette wheels. Yeah. Oh, man, less work for mother. Just lend her a hand. That used to be a tune. You wouldn't understand. But she'll understand. Mom will understand. Horn and Hardest, Children's Hour, used to be on Sundays. That's when the country was clean. We had no drugs. There was no drug problems. The only guy that was doing dope was Gene Krupa. He used to keep cocaine in his and a little boutonniere, a flower, while he was playing the drums, and he would snort the flower. But he was a rare exception to the rule. Drunks stayed drunks. They never became junkies. And I met a lady one time who grew up in the Bowery, an Italian lady. And she told me that the drunks were some of the most honorable people she ever met. but the junkies were no good. Yeah, so the feds are going to open up a $50 million resort. Why don't they just put them in the VA hospitals and let the vets go to the doctor of their choice? Team Obama wants economic patriotism. This guy hates this country. He flips it the bird every day. If there's something he can do to demoralize the American people, he's doing it, man. House votes to block bonuses at the IRS. Who instituted the bonuses for government employees? How do you do that? Oh, I know how. I just realized that there's a toll booth outside in my garage here. Yeah, the governor of New Jersey. I live in New York, but the governor of New Jersey just put a toll booth in my garage. He says New Yorkers aren't up to par with New Jerseyans. I don't know what it is with New Jerseyans, man. I don't know what it is. It's like they wake up in the morning and they call the governor and say they're not paying enough taxes and they want them to raise their taxes. Oh, man, here's a sad one. I'm giving you just the highlights of it. A wife went ballistic at a VA hospital when her husband was pronounced dead and he was only unconscious. How's that? That's how quick they want to get rid of these guys. They didn't even use the mirror, you know, to get the fog on the mirror. You know, they even do that for vampires. I bet you a vampire could get better treatment in a VA hospital. Are you here to give blood or to take it away? She was given her husband's time of death. When she went to his room to bid a final farewell, she found him with a strong heart rate and blood pressure. Served his country faithfully. Yeah. The 1%, that's all that's keeping us together. That's all the glue. And when we run, his name was Danny Dunn, and he was 46 years old, and he was found unconscious by his wife at home, and he was misdiagnosed. Are you sure? Are you all sure he's gone? And they said, no pulse, ma'am, he's gone. In accordance with her husband's end-of-life wishes, Mrs. Dunn made the decision to take him off life support, but she's quickly discovered that Danny still had vital signs. As of Monday, the 46-year-old veteran was very much alive and, according to his wife, growing stronger. He squeezed my hand when I asked him to. He opened his eyes when I asked him to, and he grabbed my hand. They now want their father out of the death camp. Oh, man, that is sad. Yeah, I think Obama's killing him. Obama death panel, somebody just wrote. We were warned about this. This is all on illegal that runs this country, the illegal that runs this country. Most Americans don't care about our military or how they are treated. What's the difference between Obamacare and VA care? Only the name. When we, the people, when are we going to put cuffs on this terrorist in Washington? Most won't complain till they lose a family member. He's right. He's right. To all of you on Obamacare, this is what you got to look forward to. How did the doctor get the license to practice? This is medical malpractice beyond incompetence. Where are the nurses and ancillary personnel? I have never seen a doctor triage a payment in any ER. There had to be medical personnel on the medevac and keeping records, too. There is a triage nurse or physician's assistant in every ER and every hospital in the USA. When I check the patient with the MD, you expected better from Obamacare. Even if it's through the VA, no difference as I see it. They're willing to let our bravest and best die. This is how the socialized medicine of Obamacare will be administered. Something like this makes you hesitate before going to the VA. Oh, my God, this is the VA hospital that treated my father for cancer, and he told me he was improving, and then he got pneumonia and died. I saw on this site where someone said the VA was adding something to the water that caused pneumonia. Man, I really don't know what to make of all this. Frightening. First, Obama gets rid of the top military brass, does all kinds of harmful acts against our active military and our vets, and now they're killing them off. And you really have to wonder why. It is sad, my friends. We are up the creek without a paddle, and nobody cares as long as the river doesn't come to their door, and they don't care. So we'll give you another tune, and yes, may Obama get his just desserts and Eric Holder first. Wants economic patriotism, a ban on business headquarters heading overseas. He's the one the EPA mostly drove American business overseas. It is absolutely sad when a company like Caterpillar gets 65% of its revenue from overseas customers. And Obama doesn't like that. If Caterpillar decides to go overseas, they're going to save a bundle of money. Well, let's see what people say. Well, that's kind of long. If he says he's for something, then he's against it. If he says he's telling the truth, then he is not. If he says the border is secure, then it is not. Just like he is for business, then he is not. It's simple, folks. Decide if you're on the right side with the Lord, truth, or on the left with the devil. There is no other sides to take, right or wrong, right or left, patriot or the enemy, with Obama and crew, or with the patriots, that they are trying to regain our nation before it is ruined beyond recognition. Man, you don't want to be a second-rate country. You don't want to be in a gated community looking at terrorists, looking at the fence. Yeah, the guy is spending money like a drunken soldier on a 3-day pass in Hamburg. He must have had a good time, huh? Yeah, that's funny. Really sad. Really, really sad. We're watching our country. And I tell you one thing that really upsets me is when I hear older people saying, I'm glad I lived when I lived. And the worst one is, I'm glad I won't be around to see what happens to my grandchildren. That is really sad. That is absolutely sad. House votes to block bonuses at the IRS. That's a joke. There should be no bonuses at the IRS. And what do they get the bonuses for? Huh? Finding some poor helpless bastard that can't fight them in court? You know that's a game, right? Released alien from across the border. Arrested for alleged murder, kidnapping in Texas. You know, with the drug trade, you know, and the drug trade is fueled by dopey Americans, okay? Those people are coming here. They're going to be where the customer is. And they can hurt you. An illegal immigrant who was released by U.S. authorities with a notice to appear, that's a joke, has been arrested for the murder of a woman and kidnapping of children on U.S. soil. The alleged crimes occurred after the man was released, Pedro Alberto Monterroso Navas, entered the U.S. illegally with children and turned himself into U.S. Border Patrol agents. He was processed and released, as are illegal immigrants who come as unaccompanied minors or incomplete family units. He's from Honduras. The arrest was first reported by the Associated Press, but Breitbart, Texas has exclusively confirmed that the man was part of the Obama administration's catch and release policy for family groups. So the coyotes are coming in with the kids and turning themselves in and going back and leaving the kids here. It is terrible, man. Wait, didn't you hear the commie punk in the White House from Kenya? And are you ready for this? The Blue Helmets, a.k.a. UN, say they're refugees, and the Blue Helmets want to actually stand on our soil. The day that that happens, I go join the Texas militia. Oh, man. I got to tell you, there are three plans in life, mine, yours, and God's. And if this president thinks that he can herd people into one state and then bomb it into submission, he is in for a rude awakening. Because God ain't going to let that happen. The planes he sends to Texas may just turn around. Yeah, well, and never forget that old Declaration of Independence. Nobody is allowed to ruin your LLP. LLP, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You have the right to do a little wahira. Sarah Palin rocks Obama with the Declaration of Impeachment. In a commentary article published by Breitbart, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin offered a detailed defense for launching an impeachment investigation. Can't do it until after we take the Senate. While a number of conservative activists have advocated such an initiative, the one thing it will do, it will slow him down. And he is on a fast track to destroy this country. She compared Obama's years of abuse to a violent husband, noting the failure to secure the border as the last straw. It is an absolute disgrace. The world is laughing at us. They're laughing at us. Okay, here's some comments. Dems, liberals, communists. Communists, man, became to be a real American enemy. On not any respect for no law. What Supreme Court rules are a last word, but insane Dems in the Senate will try and again to destroy it. Dems show our enemy criminals insane. Don't want things... He's got to get a thesaurus. Rand Paul announced several weeks ago, I like Rand Paul, but I think he's bad on international. And we've got to get stronger in the military. We've got to restructure our military so it's more powerful. Impeachment is a great request. The problem I see is that the GOP for years, what I don't like is the fact that Boehner is bringing this lawsuit. Is it a distraction? And he already knows the outcome, and he's just buying Obama time. What is it with all you political rock stars? Why do we need to impeach an imposter? You all know this guy didn't pass the smell test. He cannot or will not produce a valid birth certificate. And everybody covered that up, including O'Reilly. O'Reilly even went as far to say as he saw the birth certificate. And that was the end of it. But we didn't see it. And I don't think O'Reilly saw it either. I'd let you pass his restraint on his credentials, but there has been more than enough evidence collected. Oh, by the way, that woman that was on the plane that had knowledge that was in a plane crash and she was the only one that drowned, something just happened to her records. I think they all disappeared. Something really, maybe a computer crashed. It's not quote kosher, whatever it is. This man is a crook. Yet you let him remain in our Oval Office to create more damage and problems from sea to shining sea and practice malice with intent. He is wreaking havoc in every category, and yet you all come up with this impeachment. This is really simple-minded and asking for even more trouble from a bunch of DEMA jackass thugs. This is law-breaking, the likes of which the country has never seen, and you're not doing anything but jacking your jaws. Cowardice gets you nothing but more abuse. Okay. On time has hit the nail on the head. First, you can't impeach an imposter. Also, were he to be impeached, all that he did will stay like Egypt did. Physically yank him from his perch, arrest him, prosecute him, punish him, and everything he did will be null and void. Well, I got a feeling that the more and more people are going to start to see impeachment as the only way to save the country. If he continues on his road to rack and ruin, we are all in trouble. I'm going to close with a marching tune called Hey Baby.